India claims last-minute Olympics boycott, but its sole athlete will still compete. By Gabrielle Reyes on February 4, 2022. India's foreign ministry on Thursday announced a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing in response to China's decision to elect a Chinese soldier who fought against India in a June 2020 border skirmish as a torchbearer for the Games, India's CNN News 18 reported. MIA spokesman Arindam Bagchi said Beijing's choice to honor a Chinese People's Liberation Army PLA border commander with an Olympic role was a regrettable action that served to politicize the international sporting event. We wish to inform that our charged affairs of the Embassy of India in Beijing will not be attending the opening or the closing ceremony of the Beijing 22 Winter Olympics, Bagchi told reporters at a February 3 press briefing. A diplomatic boycott is not a boycott, as diplomats are not athletes and the Winter Olympics is an athletic event. India has sent only one athlete, alpine skier Arif Muhammad Khan, to participate in the 2022 Winter Olympics, which Beijing will host from February 4 through February 20. No evidence suggests Khan will boycott the event, rendering Bagchi's statement insignificant. Chief Abao, a PLA regiment commander who sustained a head injury while fighting bravely in the Galwan Valley border skirmish with India, became a torchbearer during Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic torch relay on Wednesday, February 2, China's state-run Global Times reported. China and India remain deadlocked in a Himalayan border dispute that began on June 15, 2020, in the Galwan Valley of India's northern Ladakh state. Two border regiments from either side of the unmarked boundary fought in an overnight brawl that killed 20 Indian troops and at least 38 PLA troops, according to a report cited by the Times of India on February 3. At least 38 PLA troops were washed away and drowned that night, The Klaxon, an Australian online newspaper, alleged in a report published February 2. The Klaxon cited as its source the findings of social media researchers, including conversations held on Weibo, China's version of Twitter. Beijing has so far acknowledged just 4 PLA deaths in the June 2020 Galwan Valley clash, which was the deadliest border conflict between China and India in 45 years. Following the Indian MIA's announcement on February 3 that it would not send its charged affairs of the Embassy of India to the opening or closing ceremonies of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, the Indian public broadcaster Doordarshan said it would not broadcast either events. Consequent to the announcement by ITMI India, ET Sports Channel will not telecast live the opening and closing ceremonies of the Winter Olympics being held in Beijing. Shashi Shekhar Vempati, the CEO of Doordarshan's parent company, Praser Bharati, wrote in a statement posted by his official Twitter account on February 3.